You might say, he what? Be careful. He.
He had better be careful.
All right. And if your teacher asks a question of a student and the child doesn't know the answer, the teacher might say, to know that you. We studied that you.
You ought to know it.
Yeah. And if someone, would you ever use that in a negative sense, hadn't ought? Can you think of a sentence in which you might use hadn't ought?
What, I hadn't ought to do something?
Oh, that's fine. And someone says, will you do it? And you say, no,
I won't.
All right. And if someone didn't help you, but you thought the person should have helped you, you might say, you have helped me, you.
You should have helped me.
All right. Do you ever use might could?
I might be able to.
Yeah. Would you ever say, I might could do it?
Huh.
Animal that's associated with wisdom.
What, an owl?
Yeah, what different kinds of owls are you familiar with?
None.
All right. Do you, you mean the large ones and the small ones are all the same to you?
Yeah.
How about a bird that gets on a tree and pokes at the wood?
What, a woodpecker?
All right. Are there any different kinds of these?
Not that I know of.
All right. How about a an animal with a bad smell?
What, a skunk?
All right. What about animals that bother chickens?
What, the bird?
No, these are animals.
Animals? What, a fox or something like that?
Would you have any name for all of them? Kind of a collective term for all of these creatures?
What, predators or something like that?
Yeah, predators was the formal name for all predators, but I was thinking if you ever use a term like varmint or varmint. You ever use the term varmints?
Yes, I would.
How would you use it? Under what?
Like, well, varmints, we just refer to wild creatures or something like
all
that.
All right. And these animals that eat nuts and run around in the trees?
What, squirrels?
What different kinds of these are you familiar with?
What? Well, the general around here is a gray squirrel.
And what other kind is there?
I'm not sure.
Now, you said gray squirrel. What other colors are squirrels?
What, a brown squirrel?
Is that what you'd probably call it, a brown squirrel or something?
Probably.
Else? All right. What about these little animals about this long that run around in the ground?
What, field mice or something?
They're like mice. They're kind of a cross between a mouse and a squirrel. There.
You talking about a chipmunk?
Yeah. Are they chipmunk about this big? There?
Yeah.
Okay. What kinds of fish are caught in the rivers? Do you fish much?
No, my father does. It's usually something like bass or crappie, brown.
All right. And these are the kinds of shell things that you find occasionally find pearls in.
Clams, oysters.
Yeah. And things that live down near the water that make a croaking sound.
Frogs.
You know what the great big one is called?
The bullfrogs?
Yeah, and the very small ones.
Toad frogs, something like that.
All right. And the ones that come out after or during a rain?
I don't know.
All right. These things you use for bait.
What, worms?
Yeah, now do you just call them worms or do you call them anything else?
I just call them worms.
All right. And these things are about this big and they move very slowly. They have a hard shell.
Turtles?
Yeah. Now, some live in land and some live in water. Do you make a distinction?
Yeah.
Do you have different names?
I think the one on land would be, well, no, it wouldn't. It would be, I just said turtle. What
All right.
It is, I can't remember.
What about these shellfish, these hard things? They're like shellfish.
Snails or something like that?
These things, you find them in creeks and they crawl backwards.
Oh, crawdaddies or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah. And these are some similar to this, except they're found in the ocean, and they French fry them and make cocktail.
Shrimp.
Yeah. And these things fly around lights, and they eat cloth.